This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Tim Young is our guest. He was on Inside Edition talking about Seinfeld.
Comedian Tim Young says younger audiences may be missing the point.
You have four terrible people who are interacting in a world of nice people, and you're laughing at their ridiculous behavior.
He says Seinfeld, like all classic TV shows, should be looked at in context as a reflection of a different era.
This is something that worked then. I think it still works now. But you can't go back and look at other things and go, oh my gosh, we need to banish all of this from society. It is a part of our culture. Just get over it.
Just get over it, Tim Young says. And he joins us now on Twitter at Tim Runs His Mouth. Thank you so much for coming on today. You think we're going to get over it anytime soon?
No, not as long as it keeps being rewarded by the left and by social media clicks. I think that's what's driving a lot of this. Like, so many people are offended by ridiculous things, and it gets, like, lots of likes and lots of retweets and lots of fake sympathy from social justice warriors on social media.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Seinfeld was probably one of the greatest comedic scientific studies in the everyday of human life. That was kind of the whole point. And the stuff that's in Seinfeld, that is real life. I mean, they identified things that were real, which is why it resonated so much with individuals. You can't just whitewash history and pretend like there's nothing there that was ever of concern. And what comedy does, at least in my estimation, is it brings these things that are maybe of concern or need the attention to light so that we can actually kind of face it in a way that also in turn can make us laugh.
Yeah, good comedy is just telling the truth and saying things that maybe people are afraid to say, but just pointing out what actually happens in the reality of our society is what made Seinfeld great. And I don't understand, well, maybe I do understand, millennials and young people nowadays don't want to deal in reality.
Oh, totally. The idea that some of these things are true, I mean, Lord knows they can't possibly be taking history classes because they'd melt in their chairs in the classroom to understand the things that actually have existed. And even more so when they realize that, in fact, Republicans aren't responsible for every awful thing that has ever happened in history. I mean, how do you go? Do you still do stand up in any capacity? Do you make a habit of doing that still?
I do. I tour around, but I've actually been doing a lot of TV negotiations on stuff. But no. When you tour around, you know the audience. When you take a look at them immediately, you can judge people. After a while, you know exactly what people are waiting for and what they're looking for. But it's very interesting, like what you said about how they would melt if they found out that Republicans weren't behind, you know, all of these terrible things that happened in history. It blows my mind, the spin that Democrats have had on, like, the flipping of parties. It's sort of like I'm a Mets fan, and the Mets have sucked for years. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like saying, you know, the Mets used to be the Yankees until, like, the 50s, and then they turned into the Mets. They totally switched teams. Mm-hmm. And people just buy that.
Yeah. There's just a common understanding. It seems convenient, and then you challenge their understanding of how things are or how things were, and they won't even listen to you. Generally speaking, they'll call you names for it and make you feel so scared to ever bring it up again, which is really, truthfully, why I really love watching stand-up comedy. Like on Netflix, I run the gamut. If I see somebody who couldn't appear to be any more different than the life I lead, that's the one I want to watch because I learn from it, especially when people, you know, if they're talking about their culture or their life experience or whatever their thing is that has motivated them to get on a stage just with a microphone and talk to people. It's that simple. But the reason people come to these shows, the reason people watch it on Netflix is because of the unvarnished truth that you can really only address in comedy. How do we in 2019 continue to do this? And when Seinfeld Like, that's not even sacred. It's, I mean, that's one of the most successful comedy sitcoms that's ever existed.
Yeah, I don't know. It just blows my mind. And like I said, I think it's just this, the reward system has changed for people who don't have much going on for them. And so there's a positive reinforcement for ruining something or taking offense to something that is so mainstream that it gets people riled up and angry about it. Because this was a Bustle article. This was also a Fine Bros video on YouTube. They have a big channel of like people reacting to things, and they brought out, you could literally look at the kids that were reacting to this video, to Seinfeld episodes, and you were like, oh, these are women's studies majors, so we know exactly what they're going to say. It's just this reward structure has shifted through the years, and it's depressing.
Tim, as a comedian yourself, do you even give it the consideration? If you've got a joke, if you think you've got something that's funny, do you think about it in the context of that comedian should be ashamed of themselves for saying that? Or if you've got a good joke, do you just go with the good joke?
Ooh. So I caution myself, and if I think something's a little too edgy, I actually stop myself on Twitter. But on stage, I'll say it. And when I saw, like, you know, Louis C.K. is coming under a lot of fire because what he did, like the sexual harassment type stuff that he did. But he came out and made jokes about the Parkland kids. And I thought that was a little much, and it kind of made me go, eh. And I kind of judged that one. There's a smell test that I think most people can go through, and I let go. And I used to be a blue comic, which means I used to work super dirty.
Yeah.
So there's tons of stuff I've said and done and accepted. So I can't really judge too hard. But there are a few times where you're like, that maybe not.
Is there any way that this pendulum swings back at least somewhere towards normal or the other side where we end up not caring about anything PC? Do we get to the point where this way of doing things, of living life, is just too stick in the mud that we kind of go back to some normalcy?
Absolutely. It is a pendulum. And what's going to happen is the generation that's coming up now and watching the ridiculousness, it's counterculture now to be edgy. It's counterculture to, and where it should be, to be a little bit offensive and to push the envelope. And I think in the next probably 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a much edgier group of people tell these group of people to shut up.
Yeah. And one of the things from the Inside Edition report that where they featured you and your reaction to this was they referred to an episode of Seinfeld where Jerry and George are mistaken for a gay couple. And your reaction to that was a really good one. Tell us about that.
Well, so that episode was awarded like the top media honors from GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance organization, because it made gay relationships acceptable. It was the first mainstream accepting television program of gay relationships. And people are saying that it's offensive now. They have no idea the concept. They have no idea how groundbreaking that was for that community. And it's suddenly offensive. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's the epitome of the insanity that's become this snowflake judgmental society.
You know, the word that comes to mind is ignorance, and like this immediate rash reaction that this type of culture has, where all it's an outrage culture. All they're doing is looking for the next fix of outrage, where they can push it out on social media, get a bunch of attention for it immediately, and then if you find out in the settling after the tremors have subsided, what you're stating, which is that the gay community actually embraced that, they've moved on. They've probably 4 or 5 outrages past that Seinfeld episode, and they just keep feeding off this immediate reaction that they get, I guess, probably largely on social media.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, and what I would warn anyone who, if for some reason you're on social media or the mob comes after you or something at any point, because they've come after me, the worst thing you can do is what Kevin Hart did, which was apologize. Because when you apologize and you don't double down, it'll never be enough. And he realized that recently. He went on Ellen, and he apologized, and Ellen accepted his apology, and it was the whole thing. And then Don Lemon came out and was like, I don't accept that apology. And it enraged the mob even more. It will never be enough to satisfy these people.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up. With Kevin Hart, the rehashing of the comments he had made previously about LGBTQ issues, he had apologized for it. What is your thought about Ellen, who is another comic who also, I've watched it, she has a Netflix stand-up right now called Relatable, and it's all about whether or not she could be relatable or not, based on when she used to do stand-up till now. And you've got it. So you've got two comics there, two people who've been very successful in that industry and also because of that industry, talking about these issues. And then you find out, just like you said, the apology is never enough. Do you think that, like, in the comedy world right now, is it just everybody holding their breath and waiting for the psychotic nature of this moment to pass? Where, like, are comedians in locked in arms right now, supporting the common sense of the industry?
No, they're not. There's the back and forth of the people who have turned into social justice warriors and the people who stand up for free speech. Because you've got people like Sarah Silverman, who used to be one of the most offensive comics ever, who is just hardcore social justice warrior and will denounce everything and anything known to man. And then you have, honestly, I hate to say it, Kathy Griffin, who defends crazy free speech. And granted, I was a little offended. And I thought it was too far when she held up the severed head of the fake head of Donald Trump. But she stood up for herself, and she said, look, I was just trying to be edgy, and the mob came after me. Granted, it was the right that came after her on this one, but she stood for her own free speech. Comics need to hold their ground on this stuff.
Yeah, I agree. And Tim Young, we appreciate you coming on the show today. Want to make sure people go to timyoung.com to check out what you're doing, because you are a busy, busy man. Also on Twitter, @TimRunsHisMouth. We always appreciate you here on The Andy Frey Show, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.